Have you ever wanted to jump into your favorite movie? Ever dreamt of fighting side by side with your favorite characters? That is exactly what happened to Kat and her friends one fateful afternoon. This amazing adventure is one most won't believe. You might not believe it yourself and find it a work of fiction. Granted, this adventure was quite unbelievable, and they didn't believe it themselves at first, not until the very end. It all started at Kat's birthday party. She was turning 16, and she had invited her two best friends, Jackie, who had turned 16 the month before, and Natalie, who had months to go before reaching 16. Movies were watched, and peppermint chocolate cake was served. The last movie, though, to watch was Kat's favorite, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Jackie was a fan of the movie also, and sang along with Kat with the song sang in the movie. Natalie, not being interested since The Hobbit was not her type of movie, watched silently, and every so often, she went for another piece of cake. The movie was great. Kat and Jackie thoroughly enjoyed themselves. Natalie, who slowly found herself to enjoy the movie also, was the first to fall asleep. Jackie and Kat were to follow her soon after watching the credits roll down the screen. They fell asleep hearing a soft chant that they didn't know where it was from. It was the light that woke Jackie up, and also something sticking to her back. And that something was not comfortable. She groaned and rolled over to see what she was laying on when she saw it. It was something unexpected and terrifying. Jackie wasn't in Kat's TV room anymore. What she was laying on was a rock. She was outside, surrounded by trees. Her friends lay around her, still in deep sleep. What the heck? Jackie thought as she pulled herself up to her feet. How'd we get here? She muttered before spinning a slow circle. Jackie saw no houses, no signs of civilization. Jackie? Natalie asked, her voice deep asleep. Hello, Jackie replied. Where are we? Natalie asked, the sleepiness immediately out of her voice once she realized we were no longer in Kat's house. Natalie jumped up and spun around. How'd we get here? Natalie partly nearly screamed at Jackie. How should I know? It's Kat party. Jackie defended herself. Kat, they both yelled. Kat woke up and did the same as the rest of her friends. Where are we? Jackie asked. Why? How'd we get here? There's some kind of joke. It isn't funny, Natalie screamed. How'd we get where? Kat asked before realizing where they were. And then she let out a very high-pitched scream. Kat, calm down, Jackie tried to yell over her. Someone is in need of help, they heard someone yell off in the distance. Come on, men, they all heard running. Guys, people are coming, Jackie said, stating the obvious. What do we do? Natalie asked. Well, those could be bad guys, Jackie said, before running off deeper into the woods. Natalie and Kat followed, fearing for their life. The guys were catching up with them, and Jackie, who isn't anywhere near in shape to be running for her life, and neither were her friends, was quickly overcome and felt someone slam into her from behind. Jackie screamed as she hit the ground with someone on top of her. "I, are you okay?" "Get off me, please," Jackie said between her teeth. Whoever it was got off Jackie carefully. "Sorry, miss, we heard someone scream," and a man, only a little taller, said. The man, who had tackled Jackie, had a funny and very strange nose. He had blondish-gray hair, and he had a beard, but no mustache. The man that had talked, she had recognized, but she didn't think it was possible. The man looked like one of the dwarves from the movie. Then Jackie looked over and saw Kat gawking at one of the dwarves she found attractive. "Is she all right?" he said to his equally attractive brother. "Oh, she just liked you is all," said Jackie. "Hey," Kat screamed. "Let me introduce you to everybody. I am," a tall man in a gray hat started to say when Kat interrupted him. "You're Gandalf, and that's Bilbo Baggins over there, Mr. Thon Oakenshield, Balin, Biffer, Bofur, Bomber, Dory, Nori, Ori, Dwalin, Gloin, Oin, and, of course, Filling Killy. It's an honor." "Oh, this is just great, Gandalf. You said that you were going to bring us mighty warriors, but instead you gave us a bunch of girls," Thorin shouted in anger. "Especially teenage girls. Even the mightiest warriors can come in the smallest of packages. For as far as you know, these girls could be a whole lot braver than they seem," Gandalf argued. "Yeah, not so much," Natasha said. "I'll have you know that I'm great with bow and arrow," Kat said. Killy gave her his bow and said, "Prove it." Kat snatched the bow and arrow. They all watched as she shot. Kat had gotten the arrow to the bow. She even shot it. The arrow sailed through the air, and instead of hitting the targeted tree, it sailed right, and Keeley ducked as it impaled the tree behind him. Well, you can't shoot, just not aim, unless you were trying to kill me, Keeley said, eyeing the arrow that had come so close to his face. Sorry, Cat squeaked, and the rest of the girls tried not to laugh. This is who you brought us, Thorin said, incredulous. Ones who can't even handle a bow? She'll end up shooting one of us. What do you want us to do? We mustn't leave them here, the one called Ori said. Well, we can take them through the nearest. Wait. Did you not notice how she knew every one of our names? Bilbo said. What if Gandalf didn't make a mistake? What if they can help us? Everyone was quiet. We can't leave them here alone, either, Phileas said after a while. Well, I suppose we cannot, Gloin muttered grumpily. Then they set off, the dwarves with a giggly set of teenage girls. Luckily for them, the girls were all pretty much freaked out.